This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Oanda senior market analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Kelvin, good morning from London. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, very good morning, Johnny, and late afternoon over at my end in Asia.
Absolutely. Let's start with the market so far today, particularly from where you are in Asia Pacific. We are seeing a fall in oil prices. The dollar remains strong, though. What are the general market feelings at the moment?
Yes, sure. If you look at the current situation right now in the global markets perspective in terms of their respective price movement, it seems that things are not so synchronized at this juncture. Yes, we start to see oil prices falling a fair bit in today's intraday session. So as we are speaking right now, last week on Friday, we see the Brent crude hitting $100 per barrel. So that is the highest level that is being seen in the last, 6 to 5 weeks or so. And we have the West Texas crude oil hitting around $94 per barrel. So in today's Asia session, we see a steep drop in these two benchmark oil prices. So as we are speaking right now, the West Texas oil is dropping by close to negative 8%, trading around at 83.60. And the Brent crude oil is actually down by almost the same magnitude as well, negative 8.4%, trading at around $90.25 per barrel. So what we could see over here is that the reason for this steep intraday fall in oil prices is very likely due to short-term net long speculative position that got caught off guard due to the weekend, we call it break over here. So potentially leading to some form of unwinding of this net speculative long position in this global benchmark oil prices futures contract, which is the WTI crude oil futures and as well as the Brent crude oil futures. So the catalyst was over the weekend, we see a pause in the last 2 weeks of targeted attacks among the two key stake players in the Middle East, which is US and Iran. And also there was reports saying that Iranians negotiators are now speaking with one of the mediating country, which is Oman, potentially reopening of the Strait of Hormuz over here. So bear in mind that the Strait of Hormuz was kind of virtually shut down in the last 1.5 weeks. That created a fear of another global oil supply crunch. But however, this particular fall in the oil prices didn't immediately translate to a weakening of the US dollar. So as we are speaking right now, the US dollar index is now turning almost into almost unchanged mark or at this point in time. So in early today's Asia session, the US dollar index has fallen close to around negative 0.5%, and now losses are marginally lesser at negative 0.2%. And what's interesting over here is that the rebound came close to its 20-day moving average that got taken out decisively on last Thursday, and now it did a retest at early today's Asia session at around 101 psychological level on the US dollar index. So what we could see right now is that the US dollar strength is still pretty resilient. And one of the reasons what's keeping this US dollar strength intact as we're speaking right now is due to this upcoming Wednesday risk event, which is the US Federal Reserve Monetary Policy Meeting. So I'd like to touch on more about that because we talk about since the start of this month, market is looking for no interest rate hike or no interest rate cut for this coming Wednesday meeting, FOMC meeting. And market has this hawkish pricing of at least one interest rate hike before this year ends. And subsequently, there will be a second interest rate hike potentially in the first quarter of next year due to this resurgence of this stagflation fear globally. But what's interesting right now as we are speaking, despite the so-called pause in this US-Iran tension that is being seen the last 2 weeks and that potential mediation effect coming up from Iran delegation speaking with the Oman mediators, market is now looking for a much more hawkish vibe coming out from the Fed this coming Wednesday. So why do I say so? If you look at the current CME FedWatch tool, taking into account of the latest trading behavior of Fed funds futures traders, previously there was a very low chance of about 10% or so for the market to potentially price in a 25 basis point hike on this Wednesday to bring the Fed funds rate higher to 3.75 to 4% from the current rate of 3.5 to 3.75%. But however, this probability has increased slightly to 31%. All right, so market is still skewing more for a stamp pad scenario this coming Wednesday. But what's interesting over here is that on the next interest rate hike, so the next interest rate hike, we have a very high probability that is now being brought forward to September, which is the 16th of September FOMC meeting. So that's a very high chance of 98%. And that doesn't pause from here. And before the year ends, that means on the last meeting date of 2026, that will be on the 9th of December 2026, market participants now is looking for a rather higher chance of more than 50%. So to be precise, it's at 67.2%. The market is expecting the Fed to introduce potentially the second hike to come in on the 9th of December 2026 before this year wraps up. So this will bring the Fed funds rate to 4% to 4.25%. So what we could see over here is that there is a growing consensus in the Fed funds futures market that they are looking out for a much more hawkish Fed pricing into these short-term interest rate contracts. So that could be one of the primary reason that allows the US dollar index to trade rather firmly today, despite the fact that we have this sell-off in oil prices. So yes, oil prices selling off today, we also start to see a kind of a mini risk-on episode in the global stock a market as we are speaking right now, with the Fed funds with the US equity futures so with the US equity futures trimming off last week losses. So as we are speaking, the S&P 500 futures is up by 1%. The Nasdaq 100 futures is up by 1.6%. And that also starts to see a sea of positive numbers in green for the European benchmark stock indices as well, where the Euro stock 600 is up by 0.82%. And we have the UK FTSE 100 up by 0.5%. So, but that current risk-on sentiment may be short-lived. The reason why, because this Wednesday and Thursday, we have earnings result of the key hyperscalers, US tech hyperscalers, be it with the likes of Amazon, with the likes of Meta Platforms, with the likes of Apple, and as well as Microsoft and Meta will report their earnings on the close of Wednesday, 29th of July, after the US session close, and on Thursday, the 30th of July, after the close of the US session, Apple and Amazon will report their numbers. So bear in mind that last week, we do have one of the hyperscalers reporting their earnings result. Yes, earnings result and revenue smash expectation. But however, market is pretty much concerned about their ever-increasing AI-related capital expenditure, where Alphabet, the parent company of Google, had a horrendous week last week. It has a weekly decline of close to negative 8% after it reported a very steep increase in its AI-related capital expenditure, leading to a first time in history of a negative a value in its free cash flow. So market is now pretty much concerned is that how fast will this significant AI-related capex will start to translate into positive earnings or positive cash flow for these hyperscalers over here. So market will be really scrutinizing these four companies, hyperscalers, AI capex expenditure, how fast that has been expanding since the start of this year. So we start to see a very steep increase that potentially could lead to their respective cash flow turning negative or deteriorating. That may face the same fate of Alphabet, a price action last week, and even Intel that is reporting their earnings result, smashing the results as well. But however, Intel also closed negatively for last week, where it was down by negative, almost negative 3% as the week ended. So something to take note of on as we call it, go into this rather very, very interesting and potentially volatile week ahead.
Excellent stuff, Kelvin. Thank you very much for joining us today. We'll speak to you again very soon.
My pleasure, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.